Subject. Arranging community affairs meeting on stopping gang stalking in turn builds trust and stops mass shootings. 2. Dispatch at USOI.gov. Ask GOPSERC at USOI.gov. SBPDSOUTH at SBCity.org. Date, March 4th RH 2024. Introduction. My name is James Driscoll and I own a peace building project mission online in San Bernardino, California. At GrewUp.net, peace building website headquarters. San Bernardino, California. More details about me, later. Resume. https://endthemindway.org.grewup.net/resume/t_resume.html. I am stuck in this biased town. More than stuck, but continue to be a victim of gang stalking. We are stuck to each other. More on this later. San Bernardino among most dangerous cities in U.S., study finds. Next star. While violent crime has dropped to pre-pandemic levels nationwide, the FBI announced, changes weren't the same across the board. The crime rates remained elevated in dozens of cities around the country. December 22, 2023. https://gla.com/greater-than-news-san-burn. San Bernardino among most dangerous cities in U.S., study. https://gla.com/net/san-bernardino-among-most-dangerous-cities-in-us-study-find/amp/. How do I get the attention of my local police department when they have me blocked on Twitter, blocked on Facebook, blocked everywhere trying to get a voice on how to stop mass gun shootings by focusing on the cause, the erosion of trust? COPS Office of the United States Justice Department, these are over a decade old. We know what the block is then by default. A racially divided bias now well documented across our society is in the way to rebuild trust. We are all in the same boat, and if we must, we rock this boat and turn it over to see where we are all affected by this lack of standards and understanding. This bias cannot be allowed to continue one day more than what is most humanly possible to sigh. https://scopes.usoi.gov/buildingtrust. Building trust. Building trust with the community is fundamental to effective policing. Sound conduct by police improves community interactions, enhances communication, and promotes shared responsibility for addressing crime and disorder. Police departments can repair and strengthen community relationships by understanding and training officers on three key concepts: procedural justice, bias reduction, and racial reconciliation. Together and when implemented, these concepts create an environment in which effective partnerships between the police and citizens can flourish. The COPS Office provides these resources to ensure building trust is embedded in the culture of policing. Risk management in law enforcement. Discussions on identifying and mitigating risk for officers, departments, and the public. In the course of executing their duties, law enforcement agencies are vulnerable to costly lawsuits by officers and community members for claims of misconduct, harm, or violation of rights. Lawsuits that can undermine not only the financial security of the agencies, but also the well-being of the officers and the public they serve. Civilian oversight of the police in major cities. Since the 1950s, when civilian oversight was first implemented in some American police departments, its use has grown and a variety of new forms have developed. Lessons to Advance Community Policing, Final Report for 2014 Microgrant Sites. In 2013, the COPS Office launched the Microgrant Initiative for Law Enforcement under the Community Policing Development Program to facilitate the implementation or advancement of nationwide community policing efforts and address existing gaps in community policing knowledge and tools. Crime Prevention Research Review No. 10, Legitimacy in Policing, assesses the direct and indirect benefits of interventions led by the police that contained elements of procedurally just dialogue. Cultures of Integrity Technical Assistance Guides, details projects resulting from the COPS Office Creating a Culture of Integrity Grant Program. Boston Police Department, San Diego Police Department, Virginia Beach Police Department. Racial Reconciliation, Truth-Telling, and Police Legitimacy, discusses issues raised at the executive session hosted by the COPS Office and the National Network for Safe Communities in Washington, D.C. on January 11, 2012. Building trust between the police and the citizens they serve. Focuses on the pivotal role of the internal affairs function in agency-wide professional standards efforts that seek to build trust between law enforcement agencies, their staff, and communities underscore span style equals white dash space pre underscore underscore slash span underscore cops evaluation brief number 3, creating a culture of integrity. Examines the successes and challenges of creating a culture of integrity. Culture of integrity and culture of excellence fails with this California State Auditor's Report. https://www.auditor.ca.gov/report/2021-105/index.html. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. April 26, 2022. 2021-105. The Governor of California. President pro tempore of the Senate. Speaker of the Assembly. State Capitol. Sacramento, California 95814. Dear Governor and legislative leaders, our audit of 5 law enforcement departments throughout the state uncovered the actions of some officers at each department who engaged in biased conduct, either during their on-duty interactions with individuals or online through their social media posts. Although we did not find officers who were members of hate groups, some officers made statements indicating that they support problematic groups. We have included in this report some disturbing content, with some redactions, because we believe that it is important to accurately reflect the nature of the conduct that we observed. We depend on law enforcement departments and the peace officers they employ to ensure that they exercise their unique authority without regard for individuals' identity characteristics, such as race, national origin, or mental or physical disability. What we found is that these 5 departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct among their officers. They have not used sufficient strategies to achieve representative diversity in hiring. They have not implemented robust community engagement strategies or employee training practices. They have not established sufficient, proactive processes to identify possibly biased behavior. They have not consistently conducted adequate investigations of alleged biased behavior. Departments' internal investigations often considered only the most blatant forms of bias. In one such case, a member of the public filed a complaint about an officer's social media posts. Although the officer's posts endorsed potentially harmful stereotypes about black parents and Syrian refugees, the department's investigation concluded that it was unable to find any racially derogatory remarks and that the allegation of prejudice was clearly false. This report makes specific recommendations about steps each department can take to better ensure that Californians receive fair and impartial policing services. We also make several recommendations to the legislature to better align expectations in state law with best practices for addressing bias in policing, such as by adopting a uniform definition of biased conduct, requiring more frequent and thorough training, and increasing independent oversight. Respectfully submitted, Michael S. Tillman, CPA. Acting California State Auditor. How can this audit hold white truth of integrity when the audit's notation is as follows? Agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report. However, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. And we have this to add into the mix mind understandings why we in this city remain to be one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. Erosion of trust. https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacists-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/. Reuters. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change. By Hassan Kanu. May 12, 202211. 41 MPTOOP dated 2 years ago. Commentary. Justice Matters by Hassan Kanu. Shooting at a church in Sacramento. Reuters/Fred Greaves purchase licensing. Dash. Erosion of trust. Just how does that work to cause murder and mass shootings? Washington Post Outlook, October 2017. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/show-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-dash-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/302-A91E-11E7-9 2D1-58C70 2D2D975_story.html. Outlook. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings. Perspective by Randolph Roth. Randolph Roth is a professor of history and sociology at Ohio State University and the author of American Homicide. October 6, 2017 at 10:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Presented in video SVOK and voice narrati on YouTube. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=fkvqhatmg04 and list=pl9fplpdapnx-fv8922formsumf.mlg and index=4. Please watch before you continue reading. Dash. What is driving such distrust that seems to not be working? The dreaded subject of an inconvenient truth of gangs talking. I deserve to have a voice. We are under an cyber war attack, and not addressing gang stalking is the only thing that makes sense why our collective efforts fail in law enforcement to rebuild trust. Articles below provided in full with article attached comments. A copy all slash paste as plain text. Gang stalking is real. Note revision change 2024. Dash. MyLawQuestions.com. What is gang stalking? Webpage here in full. https://www.mylawquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.html/media-subjects#google_vignette. My Law Questions. Law. Fact-checked. What is gang stalking? Understanding the reality behind coordinated harassment. Gang stalking is a form of targeted harassment where individuals are surveilled and intimidated by a group. To stop it, document evidence, seek legal advice, and maintain strong social support. Curious about safeguarding your privacy? Discover more strategies in our comprehensive guide. Editorial team. Last modified date, February 3, 2024. What is gang stalking? Gang stalking, a term that describes the orchestrated harassment and intimidation by a collective against an individual or smaller group, is a disturbing phenomenon with real-world implications. According to the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, stalking affects 6-7.5 million people in the US each year, with a subset potentially experiencing the group-based tactics characteristic of gang stalking. While comprehensive statistics on gang stalking specifically are elusive, its impact can be profound, leading to severe psychological distress. Laws vary by jurisdiction, with some states classifying gang stalking as a felony, reflecting its seriousness. Understanding what gang stalking is crucial for recognizing its signs and providing support to those affected. Jealousy may be a cause of gang stalking. The number of people involved in the gang varies. Individuals might receive gang intimidation from a handful of people in a work environment, or they may be targeted by an entire community. Victims relaying claims of gang stalking perceive the attackers as well-organized groups of people, who not only communicate with one another in a certain location, but also pursue the target in other areas by means of extensive contacts. Leaders generally enlist the aid of other individuals in the gang by various methods, which typically include providing false information about the victim, manipulating potential members, or employing those with similar criminal backgrounds. Want to save up to 30% on your monthly bills? This tool helps you do just that. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. Victims may be from any gender or socioeconomic background. These persons may outperform other co-workers, or have a set of standards that separates them from other people in an environment. Gang stalking frequently uses practices meant to destroy the victim's qualities. These acts might include blaming the target for a gang member's mistakes or taking credit for what the victim accomplished. In an effort to discredit a person or to add to the weaponry for the attack, gang stalkers may perpetuate the notion that the target is mentally impaired or dangerous in some manner, forcing the person to undergo evaluation. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. The majority of persons under attack report that stalkers frequently mirror the victim's behavior. Gang stalking might include mirroring physical gestures or verbal comments. Many victims relay that gang members often enter or leave properties and other locations at the same time as the target. Victims also frequently report that stalkers often repeat private conversations occurring in a home environment or over the phone. Gang stalking targets might also experience hang-up calls or calls from wrong phone numbers throughout the day. Attackers may enter homes illegally or employ the assistance of the target's friends or family. In an attempt to confuse the victim or to cause them to doubt their own logic and reasoning, stalkers might rearrange or steal personal items in the workplace or home. The criminal offenses of stalkers may become more aggressive or violent against the target, family members, or pets. Is gang stalking real? Gang stalking does not necessarily mean you are being stalked by a street gang. They usually have bigger fish to fry, unless you have crossed them in some way. The term simply refers to a form of bullying by groups against an individual or smaller groups. Sadly, this behavior is common among school children and teens, especially when the victims are different or stand out in some way. However, it can also happen with adults in the workplace, on college campuses, and other places. There are all kinds of motivations for gang stalking. Intolerance, prejudice, homophobia, and racism are certainly among them. But often, the reasons are more personal. Envy or jealousy, fear of the other, intimidation and exclusion or ostracization are also common motivators. So are vindictiveness and revenge. Sometimes, there is no apparent reason. This kind of behavior, known to behaviorists and biologists and as mobbing, appears to happen among most mammal species. Gang stalking can take multiple forms. It may be perpetrated by a loose association of people who just happen to have it in for the victims, or it can be a highly orchestrated campaign by a larger group, or even an entire community. Gang stalking usually happens in the brick-and-mortar world, but thanks to social media and the internet, it can happen online as well. It needn't be threats of physical violence. Under the cloak of web-based anonymity, stalkers can continue to harass and post libelous stories about their victims. Victims may also receive relentless, harassing telephone calls. Gang stalking is considered a crime, though it may be a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on the jurisdiction and what form the stalking/bullying takes. If factors such as racism or antisemitism come into the equation, it may be considered a hate crime, which is a federal offense. Although gang stalking appears to be on the rise, it only seems that way. The good news is that more victims are speaking out and reporting such behavior when it affects them. How to stop gang stalking? One tactic that gang stalkers use is referred to as gaslighting. The phrase comes from an old movie in which a murderer marries his victim's niece, then uses a series of lies, half-truths and other kinds of manipulation in order to convince her that she is going insane. The victim may find themselves the target of blame, or the gang might attempt to publicly discredit them or insinuate that they suffer from some mental disorder or delusion. Understand that it is not your imagination, that what you are being put through is very real. Have confidence, which can be challenging under the circumstances, and learn to trust yourself. After that, the most important thing you can do is to document everything. Fortunately, modern technology has given us a plethora of tools for recording all kinds of events. It has often been said that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Shine as much light on the situation as possible. If you can, enlist the aid of trusted friends and family to help in keeping records of what is going on. Although gang stalkers are not always violent, it's a good idea to protect yourself. Wear a helmet if you are out cycling, and carry pepper spray if it is legal in your jurisdiction, or some kind of an alarm. When out and about, whether in public, campus or the office, stay in heavily trafficked areas where everyone can see what is happening. What to do about gang stalking? If you find that you are being harassed because of your race, ethnicity, religious beliefs or sexuality, you should know that you have allies and support. For example, if you are African-American, you can turn to the NAACP, or even the ACLU for help and resources. Similar organizations for frequently-targeted groups include Council on American-Islamic Relations, Les Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, Black Lives Matter, Anti-Defamation League. Those who find themselves stalked, harassed and bullied for other reasons also have options. Most companies and academic institutions have personnel whose job it is to address such problems. Otherwise, the adage, if you see something, say something, still applies. Even if you are not the victim, if you know of someone who is a victim of gang stalking, report it to law enforcement. If you are being harassed over the phone, contact your carrier, as they may be able to take some action. Although these days of caller ID, phone harassment is much easier to avoid. Frequently asked questions. What are the most common gang stalking techniques? Gang stalking strategies include following the victim, monitoring, spreading false rumors, gaslighting, systematic harassment, and even physical attack. The goal is to make the victim feel untrustworthy, suspicious, and isolated. These methods can be carried out by a single person or by a group of people working together. Who are the gang stalking perpetrators? Gang stalkers might be strangers, acquaintances, or somebody the victim knows well, such as family members or employees. They may be motivated by vengeance, jealousy, or a desire for power and control. Gang stalkers are sometimes part of organized groups like hate groups or cults. What are the consequences of gang stalking on victims? Victims of gang stalking may have a wide range of emotional, psychological, and physical consequences. They may suffer fear, anxiety, paranoia, and feelings of isolation. Victims may have sleep difficulties, loss of appetite, and somatic symptoms such as headaches and nausea. What types of methods are commonly used in gang stalking? Gang stalking can take many forms, but some of the more common ones include following the victim about, performing surveillance, spreading false rumors, gaslighting, coordinated harassment, and even physically assaulting the victim. The goal is to make the victim feel isolated from everyone else, paranoid, and unable to trust anyone. These strategies can be implemented by a single individual or by a group of people working together. Who are the people that are responsible for gang stalking? Group stalking can be performed by anyone, including strangers, acquaintances, or even people the victim knows well, such as family members or co-workers at their workplace. They may be motivated by vengeance, envy, or a desire to assert power and control over others. Occasionally, members of organized groups, such as hate groups or cults, are the perpetrators of gang stalking against others. What are the ramifications of gang stalking on the people it targets? Victims of gang stalking may suffer from a wide range of emotional, psychological, and physical consequences. They might experience fear, anxiety, paranoia, and loneliness. Victims may also endure difficulties sleeping, loss of appetite, and a variety of unpleasant physiological symptoms such as headaches and nausea. The victim's ability to work, interact with others, and carry out daily duties may be impeded as a result of the harassment. Is gang stalking a crime? Although gang stalking is unlikely to constitute a criminal offense in and of itself, many of the activities used in gang stalking are prohibited, including harassment, stalking, and destruction. A criminal conspiracy could be formed if the criminals work together in a coordinated manner. People who have been the victim of gang stalking should keep a record of all harassment episodes and report them to the appropriate authorities. How can victims of group stalking protect themselves? Victims of gang stalking should alter their routines, travel routes, and home security. Every harassment event must be documented, including the date, time, and location, and reported to the appropriate authorities as soon as possible. Mental health specialists can assist victims in coping with the psychological impacts of harassment. Organizations also help victims of gang stalking. Editorial team. Our editorial team, made up of seasoned professionals, prioritizes accuracy and quality in every piece of content. With years of experience in journalism and publishing, we work diligently to deliver reliable and well-researched content to our readers. Peace-building note. In the below comment stream, the connection to the erosion of trust leading to mental illness is not reflective that this is the foundational cause of mass gun shootings. Gang stalking causes mass fun shootings. We must come to this reckoning. Back to what is gang stalking article reader comments. Discussion comments. ANON 1007220JUNE19, 2022. All that is in darkness will come to light. ANON 1007168JUNE11, 2022. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for reporting on this. ANON 1006403MARCH5, 2022. People, report the actions happening so there can be more awareness everywhere. I'm sure if we work together and raise awareness, we can win. And stop this madness. They are making innocent people take their lives. Let's put an end to this by reporting it to law enforcement and any organization. Instead of living with this crap, let's fight against the oppression thrown our way. We are strong. If we can handle the crap happening to us, we can handle raising more awareness so we can save lives. ANON 1005952DECEMBER28, 2021. In 2018 I was gang-stalked by a group of proud boys in the workplace. These guys were organized and had their story together to refute my accusations when I reported it to management. I had to hire outside consultation, aka private attorney, to take care of this for me and to call these boys out on their crap. What this article portrays is accurate, from what I experienced. Thank you. ANON 1005907DECEMBER15, 2021. This is interesting. ANON 1005837DECEMBER1, 2021. This is also happening to me, but there is not one thing anyone can do. It's way too big. All we can do is ignore it and live our lives happy and content and show them they cannot break us. We are survivors. ANON 1005403AUGUSD20, 2021. It's happening to me. My 16-year-old daughter has gone to live with a friend over it. They, no idea who, are in every aspect of my life. They've taken over my Google account, Samsung, Yahoo, etc. I thought I was going to go crazy, but now I've decided to fight back. They'll never know when I'm recording, videoing, etc. I'm going to get my life back. ANON 1004636MARCH19, 2021. Gang stalking is alive and not well. ANON 1003730AUGUSD27, 2020. This is happening to me, my daughter who is only 14, and my service animal as well. It's highly illegal, it's a federal crime. I'm tired of it. We've been pushing back now and I will keep pushing back, until they are all exposed. Ignorance is no excuse. Those who participate are as guilty as those who orchestrate. They all need to be held responsible for their actions. They killed my best friend with their non-stop crap. He took his own life. I wish I could rewind time and believe what he was telling me. I thought he was just being paranoid. He wasn't, and I know that now. I will not let go of this until justice is served. It's wrong, sick, bullying, downright messed up. Awareness will help. And law enforcement does participate. Not all. But yes, protect and serve. Think about that, law enforcement officers. It's wrong, it's a hate crime, and it's illegal. ANON 1003642AUGUSD6, 2020. This is sick and justice shall prevail. ANON 3459168AUGUSD23, 2013. The presence of this in our current cultural climate has increased exponentially. With a lack of integrity and honesty in our culture growing, I don't see this being a downward trend. Employers are doing it in collusion, friends and business associates. Families are doing it to family members. Friends are doing it to friends. As much as people want to stop what is happening to them, they realize they just have to deal with it day in and day out, because the perpetrators have covered their tracks effectively. ANON 343398JULY30, 2013. It has been happening to me for about 5 years. I am being listened to. They have looked up my whole family and all my past relationships, even though I have been faithfully married for 43 years. It has been intimated it's legal, they had a need to know, they are watching me, etc. They did it to my daughter too. She went into mental health custody because of it. It is exhausting as it goes on 24/7. There have been cross burnings, stolen trucks, missing things in the home. Just ongoing harassment and creepy stuff, four dead pets plus another burned cat that did not belong to me. It has been community-wide, and I probably will contact the FBI, as local authorities are stretched to the limit. This is 5 years of my life that I've lived in fear. ANON 248904FEBURY19, 2012. Gang stalking is a myth. But it's still happening. You have to ask yourself, how? How does it work? Are you being stalked, harassed, chemtrailed or mind controlled? Can't figure out what is going on? This is what they are doing, and this is how they do it. Open your eyes. Reddit post in category stalking provided in full. https://www.reddit.com//stalking/comment/ryan98/sin_bernardino_police_department_allows_gang/. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking, / stalking. Open menu. Expand search. Create post. Open inbox. 3. User avatar. Expand user menu. / stalking icon. Go to stalking. / stalking. 2 year. Ago. Bud Roses. Join. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof. 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk officers. Sad. Upvote. 6. Downvote. 17. Comments. Share. Sort by. Best. Add a comment. Deleted. Web several 7,351. Small bullet. 2 why ago. Well, San Bernardino PD doesn't have authority over the CIA or FBI. You're being investigated and provoked. Sometimes, people do things that get them into a little bit of trouble, but then there's much more powerful people who want you to get yourself in much more trouble, so they can really punish you, or get rid of you, no questions asked. The media gets a scare story out of it, and the status quo is maintained another day. All officials at high enough levels are aware of this, including police departments, save the low-level officers who just take their orders, and know enough to only deliver vague information directly from superiors. Basically, you're not exposing this to anyone who can immediately do anything about it, and even if they could, they probably aren't interested in doing so. Unfortunately, it's just a bunch of other powerless people in the exact same boat listening, including me. I know how much it sucks, and I'm sorry this is our lives, but don't let them take your dignity, or your sanity, and forgive them. Think of being so scared of other people that you need to tease them like a middle school child, as you hide behind conspiracy-level surveillance systems, and billions of dollars in weapons and infrastructure, probably just because someone typed the wrong thing into their Google search bar. Again, I'm really sorry, I don't really know what to do either but keep getting through days, and enjoying what I can as a recluse. Upvote. 5. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud Roses. Up. Small bullet. 2 why ago. Investigated by weirdos. They can try to get rid of me because that's what they are going to have to do. I'm not backing down because I'm not scared. These are perverts and weirdos. Upvote. 3. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Deleted. Web several 7,351. Small bullet. 2 why ago. They're perverts and weirdos who are almost always either indebted to, or employed by very powerful people. You should not back down, I wouldn't suggest that, but don't think for a second that any official agency has any interest in helping us, they don't. The best way to combat gang stalking is to act as though it doesn't affect you. Let it be annoying, let it be a nuisance. But don't let it be the end of the world. The second you get too big for your britches, they have you exactly where they want you, checkmate. To be honest, I'm mostly living out of spite at this point, and that's enough for me to know that it's all I need to do to bother them, and the only way they can make my life worse, or get rid of me is by trying to get me to do it for them. I won't do that, though. I'll keep my cool and collect my benefits, and maybe one day they can find a way to cope with that. Upvote. 5. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud roses. Up. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? That's a flip side to look at it, and I agree nobody is going to savvy me. I figured that out when I was laughed at making police reports. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. More replies. U/Auna avatar. Auna. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? I am also a victim of San Bernardino police and sheriff gang stalking. I had to turn my Twitter into an evidence record with every encounter. I began filming them and posting on social media. Turns out the Veterans Administration works with local law enforcement to monitor veterans. Since I held a TS in the military and the Air Force disappeared me for 30 years, none of the Leo can understand my military service. So as I am posting their faces, they are getting reassigned because they have been outed. It is only in 2021 that I discovered Leo is actually paid to conduct this monitoring. And like every group of men with sensitive information, they start gossiping, shit-talking, etc., until the whole damn force wants a bite of the pie. Now you have flipping mermaids following you home out of morbid curiosity. A cab match media subjects hashtag defund the police. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Ive and Galitza. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? Sometimes all you can do is move away and change your name. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud roses. Up. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? These people wake up and dedicate themselves to this. They will follow you. Upvote. 4. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Ive and Galitza. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? As bad as your situation sounds, it is worth a try if you have the means. Have you consulted a lawyer and private investigator? Upvote. 1. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. U/Snappy Brownies avatar. Snappy Brownies. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? What kind of proof do you have? Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud roses. Up. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? I paid a company to come to my apartment. Upvote. 1. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud roses. Up. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? I have hidden cameras installed in my apt unit. Upvote. 1. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. U/Snappy Brownies avatar. Snappy Brownies. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? So you showed the police your video evidence from inside your apartment? Upvote. 1. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. Bud roses. Up. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? Yes, I did, and nothing. I get laughed as I stated above because they are involved. Upvote. 1. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. More replies. Deleted. 22 initiative. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? Lmao, you're mentally ill. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. U/Clever Kevorkian avatar. Clever Kevorkian. Small bullet. 2. Why ago? All police departments allow this nonsensical practice. Imagine you spot a sketchy person, and upon making others aware of said person, they make you aware that they are part of an investigation. My advice is try to get on the other side of things. Like, for example, instead of being followed, you are being escorted. Instead of being watched, you are being admired. Upvote. 2. Downvote. Reply. Reply. Share. More posts you may like. /talking icon. /talking. The impact stalking has on victims. /talking-the-impact-stalking-has-on-victims. 17 upvotes middle dot 9 comments. /talking icon. /talking. Report it to the FBI. 13 upvotes middle dot 18 comments. /talking icon. /talking. Does this count as stalking? I don't know what to do. 13 upvotes middle dot 25 comments. /talking icon. /talking. How can I collect evidence of stalking? 9 upvotes middle dot 15 comments. /talking icon. /talking. My best friend and I are being stalked by an ex-friend. 7 upvotes middle dot 10 comments. /talking. Please help /harassment/talking. 7 upvotes middle dot 7 comments. /talking. How/why did the stalking stop? 7 upvotes middle dot 21 comments. /talking. Discovered that my ex from 10 years ago has been cyber-stalking and digitally sabotaging me for at least a year. It's really, really bad. Has anyone else seen anything quite like this before? 7 upvotes middle dot 16 comments. /talking. Should I be concerned? 7 upvotes middle dot 2 comments. /talking. I have been cyber-stalked for the past 2 years and am having a difficult time with resolving the issue. 6 upvotes middle dot 4 comments. /talking. Need help, not sure where else to go. 6 upvotes middle dot 3 comments. /talking. Is there a way to search a phone number to identify a stalker? 5 upvotes middle dot 4 comments. /talking. Hang up calls. 5 upvotes middle dot 4 comments. /talking. Did your stalker use a tile device to track you? 4 upvotes. /talking. Escalating behaviors from my mother's stalker. 4 upvotes middle dot 3 comments. /talking. I don't know what to do. 4 upvotes middle dot 8 comments. /talking. Google search proves connection between abusive ex and stalker? 4 upvotes middle dot 8 comments. /talking. Stalkers follows me everywhere and yells from a distance. 4 upvotes middle dot 4 comments. /talking. Cyberstalking nightmare. 3 upvotes. /talking. Stalking Awareness Week, expert insight from Dr. Ronan McIver. 3 upvotes. /talking. P0134-stalking behavior by patients towards psychiatrists is common pipe European psychiatry pipe Cambridge core. 3 upvotes. /talking. /talking. 2 upvotes middle dot 1 comment. /talking. Stalking is not gossip. 2 upvotes middle dot 4 comments. /talking. Am I a stalker? 2 upvotes middle dot 23 comments. /talking. Stalker terrorized psychiatrist and fiancé for 4 years pipe UK news. 2 upvotes. Note very first job. January 1984, April 1987 San Bernardino Public Library San Bernardino, California. Middle dot cosent computer center page. Desk manager cosent computer center. Maintained library patrons walk dash in use of computer lab. Full implementation of information databases including users file, software catalog, and lab users login interface. Reservations could be made up to 2 months in advance and computer time was restricted to 2 hours per day. The lab's desk manager maintained currently logged in users, remaining time, and any checked out software materials being used at the workstations. Lab administrators could schedule class or other group reservations, as needed. Statistical usage information was reported. Microlink BBS, Public Library Online Bulletin Board System. Full development of user login database, public and private messaging, questions to reference librarians, information bulletins, online games, usage log and statistics features. first online in 1983 using a $5,000 Corvus 10 MB hard drive and a Hayes 300 BPS micro modem. No commercial BBS software packages existed for this type of application. MicroLink BBS was the second public library in the country to offer such dial-up services next to the Chicago Public Library. MicroLink was later renamed to Lola Library on Dashline Apple. The reason why the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response to the California Auditor's report, because I have an extensive complete journal of life as a peace builder and my experiences attempting to stop gang stalking. Where are my strong counsels? https://wordstolivb.growup.net/https://wordstolivb.growup.net/words-to-live-by.htm Video presentation format. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=ljhtkxqdv50 and list=pl9fplpdapnx9yrm4revoked40zi6mrg_kjn index=3. Text information, blow your mind. Match media subjects hashtag word stall of the English, at grow up. Group of underscores, at growup.net, group of underscores. --. Words to live by. --. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind overcast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things. Make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words. Thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate. And then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. Anon. --. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. About words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications. Title. Elegant Extracts – Volumes 1-2. Vices Imus Knox – Year 1809. http://books.google.com/books/id=vj4uiii. Title. The Works of the Reverend Dr. Edward Young – Volume 3. Edward Young – Year 1811. http://books.google.com/books/id=au4uiii. Title. Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published. Year 1821. http://books.google.com/books/id=k0b2itlvog. Title. Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern. Year 1827. http://books.google.com/books/id=y0li. Title. The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins. John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray – Year 1836. http://books.google.com/books/id=vig-iii. Title. The Cynosure, being select passages from the most distinguished writers. Year 1837. http://books.google.com/books/id=jth-iii. Title. Ravensdale, A Tale-Volume 2. Robert Thine – Year 1845. http://books.google.com/books/id=c8wakaamai. Title. Paradise Lost, in 12 parts. John Milton, Edward Young Dash. Year 1849. http://books.google.com/books. id=ckq1i. Title: Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate. By Henry Southgate Dash. Year 1862. http://books.google.com/books. id=50ki. Title: Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs. Adam Wool Bever, Comp. Comp Adam Wool Bever Dash. Year 1881. http://books.google.com/books. id=e-usai. Title: Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution. George Walter Bainham Dash. Year 1881. http://books.google.com/books. id=icmkai. Title: History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter. J. H. Beers and Co. Dash. Year 1890. http://books.google.com/books. id=k9awakaamai. Title: Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs. Year 1891 Dash Quotations, English. http://books.google.com/books. id=7840amai. Title: The Universalist Leader Dash Volume 35, Issue 43. Year 1932. http://books.google.com/books. id=ztxmaaamaj. Title: The Essays of George Eliot. George Eliot, Nathan Shepard Dash. Year 2009. http://books.google.com/books. Eastman=14068510086. And many other publications can be found by a quoted Google Books search. Quoted Google Books search. Go fix some weighty truth about 59 results, 0.18 seconds. http://www.google.com/search, and UM=50 and BIW=819 and BIH=497 and TBM=BKS and Q%22GO+Fix+Some+Weighty+Truth%22. Quoted Google Books search. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, about 58 results, 0.21 seconds. http://www.google.com/search, and UM=50 and BIW=819 and BIH=497 and TBM=BKS and Q%22 teach plus ignorance plus to plus C percent 3B plus or plus grief plus to plus smile percent 22. .. Group of underscores at gruwup.net, group of underscores. Distribution version, wordstolivb-text.v1.1. Full URL source, http://gruup.net/words-to-live-b/wordstolivb.text. gruwup.net/words-to-live-by/wordstolivby.txt. Shortcut URL, http://wordstolivb.gruup.net/wordstolivb.txt. wordstolivb.net/wordstolivby.txt. Created, Monday, May 04, 2015, 10, 01, 13 p.m. Last modified, 1:28 p.m., 6/3/2016. Editing authors, In the Mind Way, Grow Up Admin. Original citation source, History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter, J. H. Beers and Co. 1890. Usage. Reverend Edward Young, The Works of the Reverend Dr. Edward Young in 3 Volumes published 1811. Volume 3, page 70, The Complaint. 37 lines, line 36. Go fix some weighty truth.
https://books.google.com/books. ID equals CC8INPG equals PA70 and DQ equals %22GO plus fix plus sum plus weighty plus truth %22 and Hill equals N and SA equals X and VED equals 0 HQUID FADY 3 ZIZNAVD 4 MKHTTHAVY 4 STO ACO MAKE MATCH MEDIA SUBJECTS HASH TIFF equals ON A PUNCH and Q equals %22 GO FIX SOME WEIGHTY TRUTH %22 and F equals FALSE. Group of underscores at GRUWUP.net. Group of underscores.